Today's Mishnah is on Sechta Shvius, Perek Beis Mishnah Tess, and Perek Beis Mishnah Yud. So Perek Tess is a continuation of the previous Mishnahs, which discussed how exactly you determine when Peros are considered to have grown as it relates to the laws of Maisris and as it relates to the laws of Shvius. Now the previous two Mishnahs discuss very unique type of plants: rice, millet, poppy, sesame, that was Mishnah Zion, and then Egyptian beans and large beans, Afunim Hagasim, that was Mishnah Ches, and mention that these different plants are very, very unique in that what determines the year of their growth is when they took root. Ordinarily, it would be Chanata, that's when they began to sprout, Mishi Hiviu Shlish, when they grew a third, Lakita, when they were gathered from the field, but these plants are unique for reasons that we mentioned in the previous Mishnayos, and here the halacha is going to be tali in when exactly the Hashrasha happens. The Mishnah Tess is going to continue to mention different plants that have a very unique status as it relates to determining its year of growth. Habitzolim hasarisim. Bitzolim are onions. Asaris is someone that can produce. So these are onions that do not produce seeds. Upul hamitzri and Egyptian beans. Now, this is the same pul hamitzri that we had in the previous Mishnah. In the event that they weren't watered for 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, we look at them as if they grew in the previous year. They're going to be mutter b'shvias. Meaning it was up 30 days before Rosh Hashanah of Shemitah. The farmers stopped watering them. So the halach is we look at them as if they grew in the sixth year. They're not going to have any kedusha shvius. And if not, asurim b'shvius, the halach is we'll look at them as if they were perish shvius, meaning if they were still being watered within 30 days up until Rosh Hashanah, we're going to look at them as if they're perish shvius. And as it relates to maestros, we would always push forward. We'd always look at it as if they grew in the coming year. Now what's unique about Bitzolim Hasarisim and Pul HaMitzri, and what's even the Chiddush of the Mishnah? The Chiddush of the Mishnah is that really Bitzolim, and which are onions, and Pul, which are beans, should be treated like vegetables, like yerokos. They're not fruit. They should be treated like vegetables. Vegetables usually go based on the Lakita. So whenever they were gathered, that's really what should determine what exactly the year for Maisers and the year for Shemitah is. Over here we're saying that that's not what it's tolian. It's tolian whether or not you stopped watering it 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, or you didn't stop watering it before Rosh Hashanah. And the reason is because the reason vegetables you go based on the Kita is related to a Metzias. And the Metzias is that vegetables had to be watered and they couldn't rely to grow simply on rainwater. Meaning trees sometimes can rely on rainwater. You have a steyabal where there's enough rainwater that's coming to the field where everything can grow on its own. But your rukis always had it to be watered. And because they always needed to be watered, so for that reason they have a special place in the laws of Maisers, which we won't get into, which the Gemaras and Mesachtes Rosh Hashanah discuss. And over there, the halach is you go based on Lakita, you don't really go based on when it grew. So the reason you go based on Lakita exclusively by Urakis is because of the fact that they needed to be watered. Now, usually, Urakis were watered up until the Zman of Lakita. They would water almost until the end. But Solom HaSaris and Pul HaMitzri were unique. They would stop watering it a certain time period before the actual Lakita happened. So once they stopped watering it, it's as if they're almost finished. You're not going to water it anymore, and it's really being primed for the Lakita. So as it relates to the Bitzolim, Asarisim, and the Pul HaMitzri, once you stop watering it, so we don't look at it so much as Urakis, because Urakis are unique because they're being watered. You already stopped watering it. So when then do you treat it as having grown? When you stop watering it. But it has to be a certain chashav amount of time. Meaning, if you were still watering it leading up to the Rosh Hashanah l'maisris or the Rosh Hashanah l'shvias, then you would still look at it as maybe being part of the coming year. So if you waited 30 days, it's going to be fine. But if within 30 days you watered it, then you're going to push it forward. You're going to look at it as if it's part of the coming year. V'shal ba'al, in the event that you would have these same exact onions or these Egyptian beans inside a steyabal. A steyabal is a field that gets a lot of water. So then the halacha shemana mehem mayim shtei oinos, in the event that you stop two oinos, these are two watering periods before the Rosh Hashanah, that would be considered still part of the new year. Divi Ramei, v'chomer, v'shosh, chomer say it's going to be three. Meaning it's not going to be in a field like that 30 days, but in a field like that, it's going to be a different shear. The shear is going to be either two oinos, or the shear is going to be three oinos. Now, just one thing worth mentioning is that we're talking about pulah mitzri, and it seems like the halacha of pulah mitzri is that you're going to treat it based on either lekita, or based on if you stopped watering it 30 days before or not 30 days before, or if it's in a stay abal, shtei oinos or shalosh oinos. Now, in the previous Mishnah, Rav Shimon Shazuri said that a pula mitzri is treated like the things where the halachas you go based on hashrasha. So how do you treat pula mitzri? Do you look at pula mitzri based on hashrasha, or do you look at pula mitzri based on when you stopped watering it? And did you stop watering it 30 days before Hashana? Did you not stop watering it 30 days before Hashana? So the Rav, the Bar Tanura, asks this kasha, and the Bar Tanura says a very, very posh teretz, a teretz that you see in the Mishnah. Rav Shimon Shazuri, who said in the previous Mishnah Ches, that pula mitzri, you look at hashrasha, his lashon was pula mitzri shezaroi lezera, where you planted it because you don't want to eat it, all you want is the seed. Clearly implied is if you want to eat it, then you're going to look at it like a vegetable. So that Mishnah that says you go based on Ashrash is talking about where you planted it for the seed. Mishnah Tess is talking about not where you planted it for the seed, but rather where you planted it to eat. Oh, if you planted it to eat, then it's a vegetable. Ordinarily, a vegetable would be Lakita. But over here, being that they used to stop watering it earlier, so we looked at it really more on based on when it was stopped watering, not based on the actual Lakita. Mishnah Yod. Hagluin shekima lazera. Somebody has gourds, and he left the gourds attached to the ground, and the reason he did it is because he doesn't want to eat the gourds, but rather he wants to take the seed of the gourd and be able to plant it in the future. Im hukshu lifnei Rosh Hashanah, if the gourds became hard before Rosh Hashanah, v'nifsul me'achal, and they were no longer roi l'achila, meaning nobody could eat it, adam mutta l'kaimim b'shvias, the halacha is, you'd be allowed to keep it during Shemitah, meaning it will not have Kedusha Shvias for Imlav, and if not, if it didn't come hard before Shvias, also Lekaimah B'Shvias, then it would be also to keep it on Shvias. The Chiddush of the Mishnah is that Dulu and gourds are vegetables. Vegetables, their Shnas HaMaiser, their Shnas HaShmitah, as we've been talking, is the time of Lekita. It's the time that it's plucked from the ground. Now, these Duluin were plucked from the ground during Shemitah. Based on that, you would think it for sure has Kedusha Shvias, and it's subject to all the laws of Shvias. Stating that, the Mishnah says that Duluin Shakim and Lazaret, that in the event that you kept it on the ground longer than you would have usually, and the reason is because you were using it for some purpose. You didn't need it right away. So you're leaving it on the ground. And then it became hard. Whenever it became hard, that's what its year is. So if it became hard before Rosh Hashanah, then it's viewed as being from the year prior to Rosh Hashanah, even if the Lakita happened after Rosh Hashanah. Meaning, if it became hard during the sixth year, even if the Lakita happened in the seventh year, we're still going to look at it as being from the sixth year. However, if it became hard in the seventh year, then for sure, it's going to be based on the seventh year. Hatmarois shalehen. So the tmarois are the buds of these gourds. So the halach is asuris b'shvias. They're always going to be asur and shvias. Meaning, even if they became hard before shvias, if the lakita happened on shvias, it's always going to be subject to the laws of shvias. And really, you see two chidushim in this line of the Mishnah. The first chiddush you see is that we look at the bud of the gourd as being separate from the gourd in terms of determining its status. Meaning, you would have thought that tomorrow, the bud is bottled to the last. It's bottled to the gourd itself. So whatever the status of the gourd is, that should be the status of the tomorrow. So that's the first thing you see, that that's not the way it is. So we look at the bud, that's like this little flower that's on top of the gourd. We look at it as being separate. Not just that, you see a second chiddush that it's always also b'shvias. Meaning, even if it became hard before shvias, it's still going to be asur and shvias. And the reason is, it's a maris ayin issue. It's because the buds that are not edible, that are really hard, look the same as the buds that are hard. Meaning, the gourds themselves will look different, depending on whether it was neskasha or not neskasha. But the tamara itself will not look different. And because the tamara will not look different, so there the halach is, even when it's edible, we were confused that you may confuse it with not edible, or not edible would be confused with edible, and therefore we said they're all going to be asur and shvias. And then the parak concludes, on an unrelated topic, umar bit sin ba'afar lavan. The halacha is that you're not allowed to water a field on Shemitah. However, the issa to water a field on Shemitah is only midrabanan. We know some melachis you're not allowed to do midiraisa, some you're not allowed to do only midrabanan. Watering a field is something that you're not allowed to do midrabanan. Says the Mishnah, that being that watering is only asam midrabanan, so there are certain instances where it's mutter. The first heter is that you're allowed to be marbits, you're allowed to water a afar lavan. The Rav says an afa lavan is a stay lavan, meaning a field of tefuah, you're allowed to water. Divrei Rav Shimon, that is the shita of Rav Shimon. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, argues, he holds that you're not allowed to do it. Another halacha, memarsim ba'oriz b'shvias. You're allowed to water a field of rice during Shemitah. Rabbi Shimon says, it's true, you can water it. However, aval ein mechaschen. Just because there's a heter that you're allowed to water a rice field, however, you're not allowed to trim the leaves of the rice plants. Now, why would you be allowed to water these things? It's because there's a hefsid merubah. Being that the isser is only an isser derabanan, and everything is going to go bad if you're not going to water the stay lavan according to a mayor, or if you're not going to water the rice plants. Again, someone that is not a farmer, it's hard to appreciate some of these nuances. But for people that work the field, these were very important things. And as a result, even though the Rabbanan say you're not allowed to water a field on Shemitah, but in these situations, we made an exception to the rule.